Hello, welcome to the Tip of the Iceberg podcast. I am Kristen Dinsmore, and today I'm here with Kayla Domi. Kayla is the Global Marketing Manager for Potatoes USA. Potatoes USA is the marketing and research board for over 2,500 US potato farmers. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I understand that Potatoes USA has recently completed some research that can help grocery retailers with potato sales. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So Potatoes USA worked with IRI to complete a study focused on fresh potato merchandising best practices. The study highlights the ways grocery decision makers across the country can optimize their in-store displays for America's favorite vegetable and grow potato sales post-2020.
And what insights did that research discover?
Yeah, so there were three key areas we found that impact sales for fresh potatoes, the first one being assortment, the second displays, and the third promotions. So within assortment, IRI found russets are the base of any strong potato set, but they are not the only potato that matters. While russets make up the majority of potato sales, red, yellow, and white potatoes are still an important base to meet consumer expectations.
And what did that research uncover regarding future potato sales post 2020?
Yeah, the real growth drivers are petite, medley, and purple potatoes. They make up a much smaller size of volume share sales, but they are offering what is called incremental growth for the category.
Can you define incremental growth regarding specifically in the potato market?
So incremental growth is when a product adds sales to a category, does not take away sales of already top performing products. In this case, it is not taking away sales from russet, red, yellow, or white potatoes. Those consumers are still buying those potatoes, but they're also buying petite, medley, and purple potatoes too.
So how can grocers draw attention to all these potatoes in store?
Setting up potatoes is equally as important. Displays need to focus on the space allotted to fresh potatoes, signage, and diversity in shelving to be successful. So top performing retailers have more space allotted to fresh potatoes on average than those underperforming. The increase is leading to more sales in the produce department.
So how much space is sufficient when we're talking about potatoes?
Displays are more than 2 feet larger for top performing retailers compared to those underperforming in the potato category. So an average of about 15 feet is what those top performing retailers are allotting to potatoes.
What role does signage play?
There are really just two types. So we have marketing signs and price signs. Marketing signs are the signs hanging above the potato display, the ones that kind of call out the category, and they show consumers where they can easily find potatoes. The second important sign is a price tag. Consumers will not buy potatoes if they don't know the cost, regardless of whether they're paying full price or a discounted price. An even amount of marketing signs and price signs are what is leading to growth for top performing retailers. They need to make it easy to see and understand for consumers. Actually, some retailers that are using too many price signs have the opposite effect on sales.
What display options should grocers consider?
Fresh potato shelving comes in four different types. So we have bins, cardboard boxes, vertical shelving, and tables. Top performing retailers are using a variety of all four types of shelving.
So what else can help put potatoes in consumer grocery carts?
Promotion can mean discounted product, but it can also mean highlighting a potato to bring consumers in. About 76% of potatoes are purchased at full price, so promotional dollars can be used more strategically to add growth. So top performing retailers are using their promotional discount dollars by highlighting the lesser known potatoes. For example, they're discounting a petite potato slightly and drawing in consumers. And then when the consumer comes in for the growth drivers, they pick up one of the commonly known potatoes too. Timing is very important. Using discount dollars during the holidays when consumers are already going to buy potatoes does not have as big of an impact on increased sales as using promotional dollars during off months, such as July. Not only are top performing retailers selling more potatoes by using promotions in this way, but they're also getting a higher average everyday price.
Where can folks find more information on fresh potato merchandising best practices?
But more detailed information can be found on potatoretailer.com in our merchandising best practices guide. There are specific recommendations based on pack size, display size, and many additional facts to help increase the sales of potatoes in grocery stores nationwide.
Kayla, thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Tip of the Iceberg.